decide to go back to school. And once I graduated, I applied for actually two positions. I'll tell you, so it's pretty funny. I applied for two positions, one at Meditech, and then I also applied for a position that someone told me about at a construction company, so I'd be the sole IT person. So I applied at the one at Meditech. I was actually offered the position, but I knew I was interviewing with the other one, so I said, well, let me see what happens with that one. I get there, and they tell me, you're a week late. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, if you don't want to interview me, that's fine. They said, it's perfectly fine. So they interviewed me, and they actually offered me the position. So I, you know, hindsight 2020, should I maybe have took a med tech? I don't know, everything's a learning experience. So I actually took the one with the construction company, which I had to do. I was the, in a sense, the IT department. So I had to manage all the servers. I had to manage every single computer and every single mobile device. I had to implement, I told them it's probably a good idea that we implement an MDM, which is a mobile device management. So that way, if someone does take a device, you can pretty much track it. And then if they leave, and well, guess what? They leave, but they don't leave with something because we can brick it. And so I pretty much, like, I did all of the stuff at, why I'm explaining, a lot of my classes, I did a little bit of everything. So a lot of the classes I took with Priscilla in that, my first position out of BCC, I used my SQL class because they were building a database on all of the projects that they have. Any networking students, I used almost everything that I learned in Janelle's classes because I had to manage all the servers, keep everything up to date, keep the computers up to date. They had a new company that they were making. I needed to build a website, so I needed to use all the internet developer classes that I took with Priscilla. And, like, you know, did I use everything? Probably not everything, but I probably, like, learned a lot of things of, like, how sites are being built now. It's a little different. So I used almost everything that I had taken in every single one of my CS classes in that first job. It was a lot. It was a lot, but you know what? I learned a lot. So the company rearranged things, so they had to let me go, which was perfectly fine. So then I actually landed in South Coast, and I'm there now. I'm a technician. So I pretty much, in a sense, not in the scale of I have to manage the whole entire thing like I did at the construction company. I will do, like, I have the Charlton. So I pretty much, me and one other person, we pretty much managed all the computers, any type of the mobile equipment that they have, which is more and more now. So we pretty much have to make sure all of that works and it's seamless and it has to work, like, right now, this second. In doing all of that, like, a lot of those things, that, I mean, my background with me is when I came in, I was an older student. I'm in my 40s, so when I was going to school, I had a three-year-old child, so I had to manage my time appropriately and still try to do something that I really enjoyed. Like, you know, I wanted to know and learn how to do all this stuff, but I also wanted to be a mom. So I kind of tried to do all those things, and, you know, you need to be able to manage your time, even if you don't have kids or any of that. You need to be able to manage your time, meaning, you know, when I'm doing my homework, all right, I can do my homework, and if I want to go out, you know, like, you kind of have to do all those things and be able to make sure it all works, do what you like. Right now, yeah, I enjoy what I'm doing. Do I want to do more? Sure, absolutely. And, I'm constantly, like, daily, probably week. I mean, all the time, you're constantly self-teaching yourself, or listen to podcasts, or, hey, what's the new stuff that just came out? All right, you know, like, oh, what happened with, you know, I don't know, like, you know, there's a bug. All these, like, little things, you have to constantly learn that, almost on a day-to-day basis. Keep an eye on what's going on with technology, so you can stay relevant.
Tell the operating system one.
What is it?
Tell the operating room one you told
me. Oh, yeah. So yesterday, I'm getting ready to leave, and so at South Coast, and most companies that have like text for anything that I think passes, they use, you get like a ticket system. So they can kind of say, hey, what are you doing all day? This is their way of managing it. I get paged. For the OWA, they have a patient in a room, and they need to make sure that all of these patients, their vitals, are coming through. So we have to. We don't like to, because for me, I feel like I'm invading someone's privacy. But some doctors will say, "I want you to come in." So we have to. We have to gown up, and we have to wear like a metal shield. And I had to go in, and I had to make sure that all of the equipment, which is, like, there's an anesthesia machine, which we have to know and understand how that works. They have the PCs, and they have a handful of them, and the monitors, the TVs. So we need to make sure everything's working. We're like, okay, everything looks like it's working. It's probably not something physically with equipment, but maybe it's something that is not working or nothing's flowing over. So we have another department, we call it clinical engineering. So they just look, there's a device that has all the information that flows back and forth between all of the equipment, and they went in and they're like, oh, it's not flowing. You, in a sense, you restart a service, it restarts the service, and then the patient's vitals are coming through. They're using it on the EMR that South Coast uses, which is Epic, and everything's good. But I mean, you have to be able to constantly remember and know the things that you've done, because, you know, if I hadn't had this happen to me before, I would have been like, I don't know what to do. And so because I've had this happen, and you kind of like, you're kind of in the moment of things, and you need to, like, it's like, right now, it needs to be fixed, like, this second, you know. They can key in the person's vitals, but then there's blocks of time that won't show, and then there's billing stuff. So, you know, you have all these things that are running through your head, and you're like, I just need to get this to work, so that way, you know, there's no delay in it. I mean, it's, you have to be able to think quick on your feet. At least that's what I've noticed there. And document like crazy, and that's what I do, because I don't want to bang my head against the wall every single time I have a situation to try to remember what I did a handful of months ago. So, yeah. Anybody have any questions? Sure.
What's is there a particular language, or is there a particular I guess, you know, is there a particular language that you found to be more helpful when you're dealing with, especially like the mobile stuff and just the programs that they're running, you know?
Right now, they use Zen Mobile, which is Citrix-based. And so we have to make sure on all of the, that's here at South Coast, we just need to make sure that all of the devices have a certificate. So that way, in a sense, it communicates with that. We have to set it to the specific network that it is in. So we actually will set up different networks to be able to say, hey, all the mobile devices will use this. All the our laptops will use this. So it's not like a specific program that we use. But it's a lot of, like, we have to be able to very comfortable with any type of software, and people pretty much expect us to know it from, like, I'm having this problem, I just need you to fix it. Okay, well, I've maybe touched that a couple of times, but sure, why not? I'll figure it out. And at that's usually what ends up happening. You're like, all right, well, you know, a lot of times I don't have to physically go there. There's remote software. We use a thing called BombGuard. I'll just remote in and be like, all right, you're going to lunch? Or are they like, oh, I'm going to step in. I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to like figure this out. If they're either, I mean, you should just sign in as me, or if they sign in, we just try to, we always have to be able to figure whatever it is, and it needs to be, at least in this, the medical industry and in the hospitals, like everything needs to be done yesterday. It's sometimes you can get like you're like can you give me like 5 minutes? Can you give me a little time to understand it? Well, I mean, as you do it more and more, you get really comfortable. You're like, yeah, this is a quick fix, and then you're done. So, any other questions?
What was your major here?
I think it was business information systems, but I did. More of like I did a lot of like the networking. I did some web development. So yeah, and like I said, I used a lot of it. Like my absolute favorite class was the Oracle SQL class. So when I had to do that at the construction company, I was ecstatic. You're such a genius. Like why? But I liked it, and I still do it now.
Okay. Hi, I'm Pat McDonough. I work for a company called Progress, and I'm a technical support engineer. I've been there for 3 years. I graduated from here in 2015. Prior to 2013, I was an SI like Lindsay over there. So it was good stuff. So, I'll start from the top. I have a bachelor's degree in geography with a concentration in urban and regional planning and a concentration in geotechnology. I really liked maps and working with data compared to using ArcGIS. Totally fun. My job in 2013, I was looking at aerial photography. And, you know, you'd get an address, and then you'd layer like, these aerial photographs from the 1930s up on this one location, so you could see from above if there were anything like, maybe like gas tanks or something like that around the area. Banks, people who were buying real estate, you know, they would typically use these things, and it was a really cool job. I got to see all over the U.S. from here to any U.S. territory you want. I saw some cool pictures there. I got in Hawaii. My favorite one is November 1941, Hawaii, Pearl Harbor. Because you can see all the battleships before everything happened. It's totally nuts. It's like trippy. but I got to see Times Square and all that. Anyway, moral of the story is, in 2013, it was on my vacation. I got a call from the big boss who owned the company saying, hey, yeah, so we've been bought and you're going to be laid off in January 6th. So I was out of a job. And they kept everybody who had a computer science background or who's been with the company for a long time or maybe some sales guys. And I was out from a job and I didn't know what to do. So I decided to look into going back and get my education. I came to realize I didn't want to go back to, I went to Bridgewater State University. I didn't want to do that again. And I didn't feel comfortable getting a master's, so I decided to go here. I didn't know what I wanted to do. It was either going to be in either environmental engineering or computer science, because that's kind of where GIS was, geographic information systems. That would be help. It would be a boost. So I talked to Priscilla, and personally, and I was like, what should I do? Is this going to get me a job? She's like, I don't know. We'll see. You do it. And I was like, all right. So I took the first intro class, and, you know, I enjoyed it. I loved it. I didn't know a lick of it at all. I just kind of went through each class, and I took in what I had to. understand the fundamentals of developing. From there, I mean, I took all the Priscilla, I took most of your classes. I took Igor's classes, all C Sharp Advanced, and there was another one I think after that, C Sharp 2, and then after that he had another awesome like graphics class or something, OpenGL, or did you think of it? Totally amazing. We made, the final project was a solar system that kind of like rotated on its own, graphics. So anyway, I did all that, and my last year here, I made sure, the whole time I wanted to talk to my teachers, so I networked like crazy. I talked to Priscilla, and I was able to get the SI job. I talked to Carol, who was across the hallway. I talked to people like in the computer information lab, and Igor, and whoever else, to make sure I have resources. You know, that's so important. And if you know any friends, family, who may be in the industry, definitely talk to them and keep in touch and find out what's going on. Say, hey, so what's new? And they might be like, well, it's a little over your head. And be like, no, just talk to me. And, you know, just go with the flow. It's really worth it to talk to people and to network. So my first year, I went and I went and got a co-op. They have an office in B120. Highly recommended on your last year. You'll get experience. There's an actual class that comes along with it that teaches you how to do job interviews, cover letters, resumes, the essential stuff to get a job. And they work very well. It works awesome. I got a co-op with the town of Wareham working with the IT guy, working with their ArcGIS stuff, as well as, and he was an IT, he's like the only IT guy in Wareham. He works with the police, the fire department, whatever. And he was a previous student of Priscilla's. So it was totally cool. I could relate, you know. Great experience. Because of that, I not to brag, I did all my homework as much, and there's so much homework, holy crap. Some of the stuff, some of the projects took me more than, like, it was like a week of it hitting your head on the freaking keyboard, and then you find out, oh my gosh, it was a syntax error. It was just a freaking parenthesis.
What? Like curly verse.
Yeah, could be anything. And you're like, and you're freaked, oh, nightmares. But when you get it, it's a eureka moment. It's so fulfilling. You get that, like, that huge project, and it's all working right, and you're like, oh, wow, and how can I make it better and add some cool functionality and features to it? It's really fun. went through it, and I got a 4.0 GPA, and I got out. So I graduated May 30th, 2015. Because of networking, because of talking to people, the co-op, because of my 4.0, I got a job June 1st. For Net Progress, which I am at now. It's great. I'm a technical support engineer. And what I do is I have to deal with tickets that come in, as we were saying earlier. I work with components to help make your web pages, how to make web pages easily created, or your desktop applications easily created. I'm going to go back over here and just show an example. So, I work specifically with Kendo, but I have to know so much stuff, it's insane. So here's some demos. We have web applications that work with different technologies. For example, we have Kendo jQuery, Angular, which is Google-based, React, which is Facebook, Vue, I don't actually know that one. Who makes that exactly? We use different ASP.NET products, for example, MVC, Model View Controller. We have the ASP.NET Core, which uses, it's called NuGet packages, where instead of having, so when you make your VB projects, you have files to reference to right on the computer, and you just reference it from the local, your local seat. This one will get the NuGet packages from the NuGet server and install the DLLs onto your project like that. And you can pass it along, so it's nice and easy. It's open source. It's really cool.
that's the way of the future for web. Ajax, which is kind of older, Web Forms it's called. Honestly, I think you're going to be doing that right now with VB, but people still really use it. JSP, a Java server, pages, PHP over here. Silverlight is a Microsoft. It's like Microsoft's first attempt when it did like desktop applications. If they wanted to make web based applications, kind of like the desktop, so they had Silverlight. Silverlight was great, but it went downhill. Now you've got down here mobile, and so right here we have our own language called NativeScript, which works. You make an application, and the code will work on your iOS and your Android phone. Same thing, same code. If I'm going too fast, if I'm going too weird, just let me know and I can kind of explain things. I'm going fast. UWP is so cool. UWP is called Universal Windows Platform. You make code, that thing will work on your mobile, your desktop, your Xbox, your HoloLens, anywhere. It's very awesome. It's fun. It's fun to make. Work with IoT, whatever, Internet of Things. And it can work with all sorts of cool stuff. Xamarin is a mobile based, work with iOS and Android. We have some product there. This is all desktop, so you've got WPF, and which still is like still widely used as well. WinForms is older, still used. UWP again. And reporting is kind of like it's an other technology. It's kind of like just showing papers, essentially digital papers of like things, what's going on within your organization. It's a great organizer. It's widely used. So I got to learn all this stuff in my job. People call in and they go, oh, could you tell me a little bit about this Ajax project? I just have this rad text box that isn't working because this event's not working. How do I fix it? And I have to think, okay, wait a minute, so it's Ajax. I have to step up. So we get all sorts of different products. I have to deal with a lot of these products. And I have another colleague who works with the desktop versions. So we go back and forth trying to get these phone calls and handling any kind of calls and tickets that we get. We talk to clients. We talk to people like... I get about 3 or 4 calls a day, maybe. And it's not easy questions. And they're like engineers who know how to code. It's not like people who are just like, why is my monitor not working? Did you plug it in? It's more like what I was giving the scenario with the events and such, coding events. One of our customers is NASA. Our software was actually used on the Mars rover. So we've gotten contractors call in, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'll get that phone call, and I'm thinking, oh man, this guy's been on the moon. He's probably just a contractor. But, okay, so here's Kendo UI jQuery, just to kind of give you some how it makes it easier for the developer. I'm just going to go ahead and go for this date picker here. And you kind of see how it looks. It looks really nice. I can go to the 21st, I can go to the 26th, you know, I can switch it so instead of it being month view, I can make it, you know, year, you know, and then, so there you go. So you could do what you want, and we have all sorts of different themes to make it look really cool. And it's all, you know, these things wouldn't be available, you'd have to customize your own code to do this. So web developers will buy our software to make it easier to get products done quick for their websites to work nice. And it's good for like working with databases and such. JSON. We have, for example, the grid, which will show, you know, this database. This is probably a SQL database that has all these people in here, what they do, and whatever. And we can, and there's an event that, you know, you go to the next page. So anyway, these are web components. These are components. This is what I have to deal with all day. And people call and ask me, why is my grid not working? Or why is my text box not working? What else? I'll go for the interview now. So when I got my interview, it was really intimidating. The company was actually based in Bulgaria originally. So it was a lot of people from Bulgaria. My boss was living in Bulgaria, the person I was interviewing, as well as two guys who I'd be working with normally every day. And I'm sitting there, and his name is, they have names. His name is Holky. Big guy, like, man, and he's just, he just doesn't crack a smile. You know, so I'm sitting there at this big conference table with two guys on the side questioning me about Ajax and JavaScript and do I know how to do a for-each loop. And he's looking on, and it's just kind of like, okay, hopefully things are kind of going smooth and I'm trying to talk it out. And he's like, okay, I need you to, I think he told me I needed to do something on the spot. It's called like, I always forget the name of this thing. It's like FooBuzz or something like that, where he's like, all right, I want you to do, if it's a multiple of 5, do foo. It's a multiple of 3, do buzz. Both, do foo buzz. And that's what's going to print up on the screen. I want you to just write it out in JavaScript on a piece of paper how you would do it. Right now, go. And how to do it up like right there. It's a using modulus. It's kind of fun. And you just kind of write out the if-then statement. You give it up. And they go, well, how could this be better? You go, all right, use the for loop. Is there any other ways you could do this? For each loop. Just kind of like show them all, and they're like, this is really good. So that was, I had to do that on the spot for my interview. After that, I waited, and I got a call, and I actually had to do a project too for it, pertaining to JSON, and making a web page that does all sorts of functionality. It was tough, and they told me, that your project was horrible, but here's how you could have done it to make it look better, and I was like, oh, wow, and they taught me how to fix things and make become a better developer. I got a call and I got the job. It was wonderful. And, you know, the process was really good. And when I first got in there, it was, I sat at the desk. The first day, you know, it was mostly writing out paperwork just to kind of get settled. The next day was, okay, this phone call's coming in. Could you take it? And I was like, uh-oh, I don't know any of your products, so it's fine. Just take the call. And I just had to go learn how to swim. Threw me off the dock and just learned to swim. So, granted, that first conversation was probably, the guy was probably like, you're nervous and all that, but, you know, it was all good. Perks about my job. In IT, I could be wearing this, it's fine at my job. I don't have to wear a suit. I don't have to do business casual. I'm not impressing anybody there. You know, what's cool about it is people actually understand that you, as in IT and programming, you're a huge deal. Making sales and stuff like that, sales are coming to you to have you help the customer out, which brings in more revenue, which makes you important. What's cool about my benefits, though, is that, like, for instance, I have an adjustable desk that's a little thing on the side here that makes it go up and down, so I can kneel if I want to at my desk, and stand, I can whatever. I get a beanbag, I have a regular chair. We have a humongous kitchen full of candy, beer, food, unlimited coffee, 2 espresso machines worth like tons of money. We get every other Wednesday we get free lunch from a really cool restaurant. Every Friday it's $2 lunch from some sort of cool restaurant in Boston. I work in Waltham. We have a game room that has a ping pong table, a pool table, an Xbox 360, you know, it's really awesome. Just chill there if you wanted to. Punching bag, darts. What else? I have, for benefits, unlimited vacation and sick time. I have it pays to work in IT. The reason why is because they're trying to keep it competitive so other companies don't get you. They want the best for their company. And they're gonna like say, oh, here's all this good stuff. We have a gym that's free, you know, everything. So the competitive world, they're trying to keep the best talent. And how are they gonna do that? They're gonna give you good stuff. That's, but you have a hard job. Like what I said, I gotta learn all this stuff. It doesn't end. I learn new things every single day. I don't know what time it is. Okay.
No, you're fine.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. what else can I tell you? But it's a neat experience talking to people, you know, all the time. What else? So I'm trying to think what else I can give you guys. So yeah, the co-op was really important. Going through all the homework is a baseline.
I learned, you know, JavaScript. What are you guys doing right now? What class are you, like, what is your specific task this week? Is there anything specific? Any homework assignments? Maybe last week?
Visual Basic.
Visual Basic? Yep. I had to do that too. JavaScript. Yeah. You know, you learn so much. This is the baseline. This is going to be your starting point. From here, you're going to build. When I got out, I had to do a JavaScript test after my interview. In 6 months, I had to pass it. Otherwise, I would have had to pop it to me. And luckily, I passed it. It was all good. Like, I got a 92%. But it was still nerve-wracking because, you know, you have a test to pass in 6 months. You know, but you learn so much on the job. You know, I learned some jQuery here. I learned some JSON here. But, you know, there's so much other things when you go into the field that you pick up, you have to learn. A lot of the resources you have to know is Googling. Just resource. How to research. How to research a problem. I don't know everything about this date picker, how it's, you know, the insides, how it's made, all the source code. But sometimes maybe I might need to, so then I have to go look up some sort of, oh, what is this thing? You know, I don't know. I'm just coming up with some stuff. You know, it changes all the time. And there's new technologies all the time. Angular is a big front-end a front-end language right now by Google, and we're just starting to do Kendo UI for Angular. It's really, really cool. Instead of using DLLs, it's NuGet packages, and using Node.js and NPM. Let's see. So yeah. So I'm doing all this stuff right now. Before all this, I was doing retail. I worked at Taco Bell, FYE, Ruby Tuesday. You know. All that stuff, working my butt off. I worked for Kmart while I was going here. I was working as an SI. Freaking struggling. Hard as hell. But if you do, if you learn and you work hard, you can do it. It's damn freaking hard, but you can do it. You know, it's, and if you do all the work and you get networked and you try to get everything down, you'll be fine.
Talk a little bit about networking, like where.
Networking, co-ops, yes. So, do they have a webpage? BCC, Bristol, versus ccc.edu, am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was ridiculous. Okay. Current students, let's see. Co-op.
And beyond just this, there's a lot of clubs and organizations that you can get involved in. I know there's a big game group in Boston. I can't remember the name of it, but I've been to some of their meetings, and that's a real opportunity for networking. And then there are just groups that run seminars and that sort of thing. And if you go and Google, you know, networking and groups.
Hackathons.
Programming groups, that's right. That's what I was thinking you had talked about. Talk about that.
There are these things called hackathons, if you've never heard of it, where you go to it's kind of like a contest. You go into a place like the Microsoft building. It's usually sponsored by a big company like AT&T or Harmonix or something like that. And you have 24 hours to make this really cool thing with their stuff. I was part of one. I helped out a friend of mine who was doing some sort of... it was like some sort of party app where you'd have like this tablet on the wall and, you know, from the house, people could vote on whatever songs they wanted to listen to and just touch you. Go home and get sent to the database and all that. But we were using their speakers and all, and so it was really, really neat. My friend was like the one who was doing it. I got like a sub prize, just kind of, he was being nice, but he got like $9,000 worth of stuff. He got speakers. He got like all sorts of cool things to work with. I think he got it was really sweet. I recommend co-op. Within the last year of your time here, because you can find work experience and networking through companies or what have you in the industry. Talk to people, your peers, throughout the whole thing. Keep in touch. And Priscilla and Carol across the hall, or Igor or Janelle or whoever. Show of hands. Who is in concentration of programming? Who is in networking? Gaming.
And who's in, security. Okay. You're in the right field. I'm telling you, it's good. It's good to know this computer science. It's awesome. If you keep going, it's great. Who's planning to get the bachelor's degree? Yeah. Things change. My first time going through school, too, I got like a 3.2 GPA. I was like, all right. I had a computer science class, actually, in Java, and I sucked so bad the teacher came up to me and was like, I want you to do a report on Microsoft versus Macintosh, and if you do a good job on that, I'll give you a C. And just don't go into computer science. It's like, okay. Weird. things change in life, and good luck. I mean, it's going to be really, it's a journey. It's a big journey. The gaming industry is, and this is not to discourage you, is damn competitive. Very, very hard. I have a friend of mine who was working in California who worked for, like, I think Activision or something. He used to test. And, the jobs would come, they'd go. Come, they'd go. And that's just the way it is to be a gamer, a coder for games, and our tester. He did have some really cool stories. Like, he had to go one time to Japan because he's the only one who had a passport to press a button so that they could debug something. And then, that's for real. It is a cool position if you can get in there. Damn hard. You can, if you do feel that you need to pass on, though, and you don't want to do, or if you do want to do gaming on the side and you want to go programming, you can, sure. You learn a lot of cool stuff within the realm of computer science. So pick up as much as you can. There's a lot of free resources out there. You heard of W3 Schools?
Everybody must have found W3 Schools.
Stack Overflow. There's Mozilla, MDN. You can find out all this stuff, actually, are great resources on just learning and references on how to do things. For example, you have your JavaScript right here. Boom. It teaches you basic tutorials as well as really advanced stuff. You could, you make prototypes with JavaScript, and that'd be like advanced stuff. I'm trying to think what else I can give you. So something that drove me crazy when I was here is the white screen of death when you were taking JavaScript. And it drove you freaking nuts. You didn't know what to do. You go through the whole code, and there's one little thing in there, and it'll, it's, why isn't this working? I'm going to give you something that might help. So whatever with this, it doesn't matter what's in here. Here's my jQuery, it's JavaScript. I'm just going to put in here, that's probably not going to work, and everything's going to be white. Nope. Looks weird. Let's just do. What else? Wow. Nope. This won't work. Oh well. Whatever. Press F12,
and you'll get the browser's developer's tools. Down here, you can actually see that it's a syntax and an undispecter there. So you'll get more than just a white screen. You'll get like a, oh, this is the problem.
And what's cool too about it is you can debug with it. So, for example, if I do an alert, I'll do a console.log. There it is down there.
Hi there.
So you can actually see what's being outputted and inputted, and it's really cool. And if you really wanted to, just to make it more flashy, here's an alert. Boom.
Hi there. That's just from putting into using this the console here, and also
coming up with some cool things. If you want to style something, check this out. I still got the alert. So up here, if I right-click and inspect an element, here's some cool CSS. Here's the CSS being used over here. And I can change things however I want to. I'm using Firefox. I like actually... So I can change the Arial to, let's see,
I'm used to Google. Google's Chrome. Here we go. I'll do... It's 24 pixels. There we go. So I can kind of see what that would look like. And here's the classes that are using it. So I know in CSS I can use that.
Yeah, these things all are kind of really cool if you use the developer tools for the browser. So highly recommend learning that for your front-end developers. For your back-end developers like C# and VB, learn to use debugging tools like breakpoints. Just let it run slowly. You put a breakpoint right at the beginning of your page load or something. You just kind of you pass forward, and if you see something like a null reference, or you see when the exception occurs, then you know that spot's the problem. You go back and go, why did that happen? And you're able to debug your solution easily.
Explain the difference between front end and back end.
Okay, front end is JavaScript. It's the front end is a client side. It's more the jQuery. It's working with the web page itself. Backend is more working with the system, working with database, so it would be C#, VB, C++ is backend. Working with databases and such. So I hope I helped that a little bit. It's just working with the server compared to working with the client. So if that makes sense there. Object-oriented language is you need that. Once you know how to do that, you're going to be able to do some really cool stuff. another cool note about my job is I work with geniuses. They're really damn smart. The guy I work with has a degree in computer, criminal justice. But he is an MVP for Microsoft. He does events for Microsoft, and he's a big deal. He has a HoloLens. He programs with it, which is an augmented reality, virtual reality headset. It's absolutely crazy. Like, you put the thing on, it's like a glass, so you can see what's going on. I don't know if you know what augmented reality VR. Okay, cool. No? Essentially, it's like a visor, and you can see what's going on. It maps out the room around you, and there's like a game on there, for example, that has like stuff coming out of the walls, but it looked like the wall opens up and there's bugs coming out of it or something. Or you can make calls and stuff. You can have like a window, throw that up there and do what you want on there and have a Skype call at the same time you're doing something over here on this wall or something.
Did anybody go to the bus that was here doing 3D? You game people did, didn't you? Yeah.
Cool. AR, VR. It's awesome. But yeah, I work with Jake. The dude only has a criminal justice, but he's like phenomenal. He's like stupid smart. And there's so much. This guy, James, he's got an office right above Fenway. He's a senior project manager. Listen to that podcast that you're going to be posting up.
Right.
It's really fascinating.
Anybody got some questions?
Yeah.
You were a program major here, or?
Yeah. Oh. Yep. In 2013, I didn't know like computer programming at all when I first came.
My first job, I was an economics major, and I graduated in economics. I went and got a job. I got hired as a programmer after several interviews. My father told me to go and interview at a bunch of companies I didn't want to work with and take their tests, because right then they were giving programming tests. And basically, the first time I took the test, not so good, but after I took it 3 or 4 times, I was acing it. And then I started looking for companies that I did want to work for, because now I could ace the test and I've been through the interview process. So I got hired. They sent me to school for about a week and a half to learn COBOL programming. And I came back and they said, okay, this is your first program. And so as an economics major, I had a week and a half of training and they sat me down to start programming. So we all have different entry points.
Do you find that, I know you got a job relatively quick, but I'm assuming you looked before that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you find that people looked at your previous employment before they looked at what you really wanted to do?
Well, on my resume, because I had ESI, I was able to put that on there. I was able to put on the fact that I was working at Wareham as an intern. So those things mattered. I think I did put the GIS stuff because it worked with information systems. So I was okay. I wasn't like putting McDonald's and stuff. But, you know, having that little background definitely helps. And the more you know, you can put a lot of things on your resume if you don't have the experience. You can make that thing look pretty and send that off, and they'll be like, wow, this is cool. Even though you don't have experience, you're entry level, that's good. We'll train you. And sometimes that's really good. Because, you know, it's sometimes hard to have an old developer come in who's been working with an older technology, and then they're used to that. And they go, oh, well, I'm so used to this. You're going to be doing that too, right? You know, and having to learn something brand new. Compared to somebody who's just coming out of the market, you know, clean slate, and is able to pick it right up. Because they don't have any other, they don't know anything else beyond what was. So, it's tricky. And if you guys, so I'm telling you, co-op. If you are curious, this is a web developer. On the Occupational Outlook Handbook from the Bureau of Labor Services, your median income right there is that, $67,990. And that's with an associate's. It's about right. So when you go looking for a job, kind of try to see what else is making that, you know? There's a lot of cool, I would highly, highly recommend just taking a look at this thing. Bureau of Labor Statistics, I'm sorry. And they have, you know, if you have a master's, you can see over here the median pay, what you need for an entry level. It just depends on certain situations. They got everything in here, too. It's pretty cool. So I recommend taking a look at this. You know, you can even check out entry level education, see what's out there. All these things over here. You can see there's a whole bunch of different occupation groups. Healthcare, if you want to go into that. Yeah. I'm sure there's a computer thing in here as well. But yeah. Recommend that. Does anybody have any questions for either of us? Anybody?
I got a question about that program you had that did the iOS and the
Android.
All at once, yeah. So, is that like the React Native that I've seen up? Is it like, so you're doing your own code, but in the background, it's just there's background code that's converting it to Android and converting it to iOS.
My company works, with our mobile native script language does what he was just saying. It's a hybrid. So it's able to look at the code and go, okay, React Native is actually kind of like a competitor of ours.
Sorry.
Unreal. No. I went to school with this guy earlier and stuff, so.
Yeah,
we did React Native and Native scripts are both great ways to create mobile apps.
All right, another question. Node.js, what exactly is that?
Node.js?
Yes.
It helps you it helps you with NuGet packages and such, but it's and NPM.
Here. This is kind of going a little serious technical here, but NPM works with JavaScript Package Manager, essentially. And you're able to actually get, it's just like NuGet package where you're grabbing code from a specific server and installing it into your project so it works. We have one for Angular. And you know, like say you have an application, you want to use our Kendo UI Angular Grid. There's a NPM, a package out there for the grid. And it goes into your project, and now has all the code ready and necessary to be used, like a script. And away you go. Or a reference, like a DLL.
So...
just a place to put code.
Along the lines of, like, the C++ like library, when we're stealing stuff from, like, the library, that's already cool.
Yeah, it's like NuGet. It's, like, somewhere... You're getting it from other places.
It's just like an open source.
Yes. Yep. And companies use it. They have private hosting, you know, thing. They have their own thing there. Yeah, public ones like the open source and such. Yeah. It's a
lot.
In the computer world, things are evolving so quickly, it's dumb. It's just so freaking fast. React, Angular is kind of the big thing on one side. Then you've also got UWP, you've got .NET Core. There's just so much. So.
And you can't learn.
What is the Google Angular?
And Facebook's React. I'll just do I'm going to do a Google because I don't know the exact. Why did I do that anyway? I'm just flying my brain here. It's Angular. You know, it's all client-side. It looks really nifty. So, say I wanted to learn Angular, just throwing it out there for you guys. I just went to the website and just hit get started. Oh, here's how you do it. Here's how you add it to your system. I need the NPM package manager. You can install the Angular CLI. You know, and you go through these things.
And there's a lot of good tutorials on YouTube for a lot of these things.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, this is how coding works. I don't know something. I go on here and go, oh, how's this work? Getting started. Let's do it. All right, let's check it out. How do you do this thing? Add React to a website. You can add it in a minute. All you need is a few things. Add this to the DOM, this little div. Add these scripting tags. So this is the JavaScript to make it work. And bada bing, add some starter code. And that's it. There's no step four.
I mean, but that's just really simple. There's a lot of... That's how it works when you're doing coding, though. You got to be ready and ready to move. The stuff you're learning right now, DB, JavaScript, is just... Once you learn one language, you're able to work with it. You're able to work with other languages. You're able to adapt. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you're able to adapt. You learn SQL, you can learn MySQL. You learn Visual Basic Object-Oriented Programming Language, you can learn C# Object-Oriented Programming Language. You learn JavaScript, you can learn some jQuery, you can learn some Angular, you can learn some... It's all there. It's easily... All the fundamentals and all the basic blocks are all about the same. So just a little bit differently and maybe some different kind of rules for each thing and how it's made. Got to deal with that every day for my job. I mean, you have to adapt a lot of things at your job too, like crazy. You might not know something and then...
Yeah, this is exactly. Yeah, walk in into the operating room.
Yeah. Was somebody on the actual table when you did it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just... With anything, I mean, you know, with any job, you just have to, all right, I don't know, I have to figure it out, and then I have to test it, or, you know what I mean, you just have to kind of... You have to go with the flow.
So, yeah. If you guys have got any questions, please let us know. If you want to reach out to us, if we have been your mentor or anything like that, just ask Priscilla and she'll give you our email. It's fine. It's all good.
Very good. Anybody else got more questions? Thank you.
That's it? Oh.
Yeah.
This class usually at 1:50?
1:45.
Yeah.
So they got a whole 18 minutes.
Sweet. You want to teach them how to debug the program?
You got your C# thing going there?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's it as far as I'm concerned. We'll pick up